The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Ayin Dalet. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Morzekinir by Yosef Ben Sarah, Pelion Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Wachashem Tinham Ben Eden. Amen. Fuas Shelema, Shulamo Ben Miriam, Sarah, Ruhama Bat Rahel, Sarah Bat Rahel, and Narfernahim, and Narfernahim, and Narfernahim for the Nevishul Tzaguf. For a time, can about the Bavli Chenir of Sinan Amen. We begin today's daf and daf Ayin Dalet, and we start at the Mishnah. Shomeret Yavam. Shomeret Yavam, of course, is a lady that is waiting that the Mizvav Yibum is going to be fulfilled on her. Ben the Yavam Mehad, whether she's falling to one brother, Ben the Shnei Yavamim, or whether she falls to two brothers. Our Mishnah is going to discuss now the status of who is Mefer her Nedarim. Until now we discussed the father, we discussed the Arus, we discussed the husband. Right. Now we want to discuss what about a Yavam's status in breaking, making Hafarat Nedarim. So we have a three-way Mahloket in this Mishnah. First Shita is Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yafir. Rabbi Eliezer says, whether it's one Yavam, whether it's two Yavamim, either one has an option to be Mefir. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Le'ehad Avalo Lishnayim. Rabbi Yosef says it depends. If there's one Yavam, he can be Mefer. If there's two Yavamim, no. Rabbi Akiva Amir, lo le'ehad v'lo le'shnayim. No, never, not one Yavam, not two Yavamim, cannot be Mefer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer gives his logic. Ma im isha shekana hu le'atzmo, hareu mefer nedareha. You're telling me that a fellow that's kone, a wife himself, for example, he's mekadesh a lady. Correct, he makes her an arusa. So when he himself went to acquire her, he gets rights. He shashik nulam and shamayim eno din shefin nedareha. A lady that was acquired him from the shamayim, yibum is automatic. It becomes his. There's a connection between them. Certainly, he should have rights. Amar Rabbi Akiva, lo. Rabbi Akiva says no. Im amarta bi isha shekanahu leatzmo she'en la'achirim ba reshut. I'll tell you the difference. When a guy's kone a wife, he makes her an arusa, nobody else has rights. That's it. She's asura to the rest of the world. However, tomar b'isha shekno mar ha-shamayim she'esh la'acharim ba'reshut. They said in the case of Yibum, even though they were acquired him in ha-shamayim, but she's not exclusively his. If there's another brother, so the other brother also has equal rights. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva at least makes a chiluk between where there's two and one. Where there's two, he says, it doesn't make sense what you're saying. Because even though the Shemana Shemam did Makneha, but it's not exclusive. Your logic applies when there's two Yevamim. What are you going to answer in one Yevam? Because you said there's no difference between two Yevim and one. Amar lo en haibama gemura li yavam keshem she'arusa gemura li isha. It's not complete. We'll see what that means. Yavama is not complete to the Yavam, like an Arusa is complete to the Arus. And we'll see exactly what this goes. Basically, we have to learn from this Mishnah, three Shitot. Now, for the rest of the Gemara, we have to analyze the three Shitot, exactly what's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer, what's the logic of Rabbi Yosef, what's the logic of Rabbi Akiva. Let's crystallize the three Shitot again. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yavam, whether it's one, whether it's two, can be Mefer Nedarim. Rabbi Yosef said, we split. If it's one, yes. If it's two, the Yeshua. One, yes. Two, no. Rabbi Akiva, not one, not two. Comes Gevurah and says, Bish, Tamar Rabbi Akiva, Savar, Enzika. Well, I can say that Rabbi Akiva holds, Ashita that we learned in Masechet Yevamot, that when a Yevama falls to a Yavam, there's no Zika, which is we don't consider it that there's a bind or connection between them until they actually consummate. And therefore, a Yavam to a Yavama is not like an Arus and an Arusa. Arus and Arusa, they're connected. But if you hold in Zikah, there's no bind. So therefore, that's why the Biakiva says the Yavam cannot make Hafarat Nedarim, in Zikah. And I could say like this, V'Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Yesh Zikah. And I'll say to Yoshua holds yes zika. That's why when there's one yavam, there's a connection between him and the yavama. That's why he can make hafarat nedarim. Now, look at Ratan. The Rabbi Yoshua says yes zika. The Adraba alimat fem erusin. And he'll hold if you hold yes zika, it's even stronger than erusin. Because Irusin, we're going to say that you need a conjunction of the father and the Arus. But by Yevamata, if you hold Yes Zika, I'll say that the Yavam could do it exclusively. Yafir Yavam Nehudeh. Let the Yavam do it alone. However, we have to say to be Yosuas, why by two you cannot say Afara? Because we don't know the concept of Berera. Because I don't know which of these Yevamim is going to ultimately be the one, right? So in Berera tells me that I don't retroactively select. I don't let, let's say, the Yavam number one make Hafara and say, well, if he let him make the Hafara, and if he's the one that ends up making Yibus retroactively, let's say it's Hafara, we'll say Hafara. The other one also make Hafara. I don't say Berera. So why don't you just tell me, let them both make Hafara. It's different. Let them both do it just to be safe, because the Torah says only one can make kafara. We'll see the pasuk. Isha hafiram. Not two. So therefore, if you don't know berera, so therefore we cannot retroactively select either one. So that's what the Torah speaks out. Deecha dishnei yivamim en berera lemi hizekuka ulmi teil isha. Right? We don't know which one is going to consummate. Mishum acher afilu shnehem enam yichurim nafir. Both of them cannot even make kafara. Why? The kevan, the bishat afaratam in baru larumi hu isha. At that time when they make kafara, do we know who the ish and who the husband is going to be? No. En afaratan klum. Terahmana amar isha yekimenu ve isha yefirenu. De ba'ina che yadua bishat afara. It's got to be known at the time of the afara. So therefore, not going to be good in that shita. Vechikata v'rashita v'perek da'ala da'achim v'sugesh v'tad da'atul siya. They're good. Now. So let's crystallize the Yehoshua Shita again. Yes Zika in Berera. Yes Zika, that's why one Yavam could make the Hafara. Seems better than an Arusa, but in Berera. And therefore, since you have, now when you have two, so you don't know which one's going to be the one, so therefore they both can make Hafara. One cannot make, because he might not be the one. Even though, let's say, he is the one, we don't retroactively say that he was the one, therefore Hafara is okay. And both of them cannot do, because it has to be known which one is the one at the time of the Hafara. Okay, very good. That's one way of learning the Sugya. Look at the Ran, three lines in the bottom. Iname. Three lines in the bottom. Iname ki amrinan Rabbi Yoshua kasabar yesh zika lav lememar de lehve kiknusa ela da avya karusa umefe bishutafut. Second way of learning this Sugya Rabbi Yoshua is, you're right, yes, Zika and all that stuff, but the yes, Zika doesn't make her like a married lady, it makes like an Arusa. And therefore, a Yavam will be able to make Hafara Nedrim with the conjunction of the father. Okay? Yes, Zika, Arusa, Hashiva. Okay, good. So that's it, like the Sugya is going to say later on. So therefore, in Rabbi Yoshua, you have two ways of learning. What does the Zika do? Does it make it like a kinusa, or does it make it like a arusa? Nafkamina, can he do it alone, or does he need the shutafut of the father? Because we got Rabbi Akiva down good. Rabbi Akiva says, en Zika. Rabbi Yoshua says, yes, Zika in Berera. Now let's get to the next shita. So again, Bishta Mar Rabbi Akiva Savar in Zika, Rabbi Yoshua Savar Yeshika, Rabbi Eliezer, my Tame. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? E Yes Zika. Even if you want to say Yes Zika. Okay, because Rabbi Eliezer said what? Whether there's one or whether there's two, you make Hafara Adarim, either one. However, in Berera. But still, Rabbi Eliezer holds in Berera. So how do you get in the case where you have two? What's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer? How can you ever have a case of two Yevamim that either one can make a Hafara? You hold really in Berera. Right? Which means look at the Ran. All the Rans now are in the Amud Bet. You have to keep on turning back. So now look at the second line. Ela Rabbi Eliezer, my tame. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? Ina mesfil yesh zika. If you want to say it's like a zika, the havya karusa or kresua. However you want to learn it, the swa arusa. Afilachi l'shnei yivim lo sagi. The en berera. The en zika. Now if you hold there's no zika, afilu had namelo yefe. Okay, if there's no zika, then even one. This is reviewing. But if it's yesh zika, one will be okay. But two is a problem because what about the berera issue? So we want to understand the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Ami. But Ami comes and gives the answer. Kegon, Sha'asa ba ma'amar. Okay. Yeah, two Yevamim. One of the Yibamim made Ma'amar. Let's review what Ma'amar was. Ma'amar was like a verbal kiddushin that a Yavam makes to the Yivama. Right? He makes a declaration where he locks her in. He didn't actually consummate the Yibum, but Ma'amar is like a kiddushin. And therefore, what did he do? He locked her in. So therefore, that's the one that becomes the one. So even if you have two Yivamim, if he made Ma'amar to one of them, that one will be able to make a hafara. Look at the Ran. Amar of Ami. You got to keep on turning back. Amar of Ami. Kigon shasaba ba'amar shenatana kiddushin. The kiddushay yavam hachu miklu. Right, that's what the kiddushim of yavam is called. The Gemara explains, v'rabi edi aizu sabana kebet shamay. And he holds like bet shamay masichin yavamot. It says what? The amri ma'amar koneh kinyan gamur, that the ma'amar is kone a complete kinyan. The Ran explains the avyala kichnusa, which means when he makes ma'amar, it's like they are married. Umatze patala bigita, which means, and he's able to give her a get, velo baya haditza, which means the bet shamay shita masichin yavamot was that ma'amar is so strong that now it's like they're married. What's Bet Shammai's ra'ayah? Well, not his ra'ayah. Where do you see that? Because Bet Shammai says, if you gave ma'amar to a yivamah, now you want to get out of it? Get. What about the halitza? They don't even have halitza, right? It's like you're married. So therefore, since he holds like Bet Shammai, he's talking about the case where he made a ma'amar. That's why the case is he can make a hafarat nedari. Comes the Gemara and says, V'Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua. Amar lecha, Rabbi Yoshua is going to tell you, Hani mili b'chad yavam, ad v'b'shnei yavamim lo. Which means, and Rabbi Yoshua, what's his logic? He's in one yavam, I'm going to tell you, yes, he can, all that stuff. But two yavamim, no. And he explains like this, mi'ika midi, dechi ate.
That's what?
Ahua asar ale bibi'a. Oh, begita, umefer, which means the B Yoshua says like this: if the guy made ma'amar, we're agreeing with Rabbi Ami's case. He made a ma'amar, so if he made a ma'amar, according to the B Yoshua, even if there's two yevamim, that one yevam should be able to make a hafara. Why did the B Yoshua clearly say if there's two yevamim? No, the chaor after cases where it's a ma'amar, at least the one that the ma'amar was made should be able to. He should be able to make a hafara. So he says, no, because the brother can come in and take it away. The brother has rights still. Why? Because the brother can oser aleha bebi'ah begita, which is can still oser her with the bi'ah, if he makes a bi'ah, even though the ma'amar was made, or a get. What's the explanation? Look at the Ran. Ma'amar kone kinyag, where Yoshua ani midi b'hajam di'ika lemar demefer, eo mishum zika, eo mishum ma'amar, v'vashne yevim lo, the afilu sfira like bet shamay, the ma'amar kone kinyan gamur, that's which means he can give her a get now. Afilu achem matze achud misra ale begita o bebi'ah, but still the other brother still has rights there. If he gives her a get or has bi'ah, the ach yashkam yibamot le rashbag sfira le the ma'amar kone kinyan gamur ki betshamay afilu achi it le le achu asal ale yabam begita o bebi'ah. How could you tell me that Yeshua says that it's like an arusa and nisua? Arusa, she's locked in, nobody can touch her. Even in the case of Ma'amar, the other brother still has rights. If he makes it a bi'ah, it's grosera. That's why to be Yeshua, even though he, let's say he subscribes to Bet Shammai, that will say Ma'amar kone kinyan gamud. That's not a kinyan gamud, meaning to say that the other brother totally has no rights. So therefore, I'm not going to let him make a hafara when there's two yevamim around. That's the be Yeshua's shita. So comes Gemara and says, Rabbi Akiva, Savar en zika. Good. And the be Akiva holds what? En zika. And therefore, if you hold en zika, there's no connections. The Yavama is nothing. And therefore, he cannot make a friend of him. Comes the Gemara and says, Ul Rabbi El-Azhar. Not El-Azhar, El-Azhar. De Amar Ma'amar Le-Bet Shammai En Kone Ela Lidchot Bet Sara May Ika Le-Memar. Now let's review the Shita of Rabbi El-Azhar. He holds Ma'amar as Kone. Ma'amar does something. But not to make a Kinyan Gamur. What Ma'amar does is, it is has the power to push away a tzara. What does that mean, push away a tzara? A co-wife. Mm-hmm. So let's review the case in the Ram. Turn to Amud Bet. Al-Azhar. Da'amar beperik dalet achin. Ma'amar lebet shamay. Eno konye ela lidhot batzara. Kedetnan. Hatam shlosha achim. You have three brothers. Bet nesu'in shte achayot. Two of them are married to two sisters, which is okay. Ve'achad mufneh. And one is single. Okay? Umet echad ba'ali achayot. So one of the brothers that was married to one of the sisters died. So she falls now to the single brother, which is fine. Ve'asab mufneh ma'amar. Good, and now he made a ma'amar. Umet achiv asheni. Now the other brother that was married to the other sister died. Now they have a problem over here. Because he cannot marry two sisters, a single guy. Now, what he made a ma'amar to one of them. However, the question is he going to be able to consummate his marriage because now she's considered achot zekukato? Because there's another lady falling to him, right? So therefore, can he consummate the marriage? So the way that Bil Azaran says Bet Shammai that Ma'amar is koneh enough to say you're married to this lady to say that the tzara is not going to osir you to her. It's like you're married the gaber not to osir you to the tzara. Bet Shammai omlim ishto emo. He has a wife. And let the other one that just fell, she goes out, Mishum Achot Ishto. Ma'amar has the ability to push away the co-wife. Again, if you didn't say this, then he wouldn't be allowed to even stay with the lady that he made Ma'amar. Because bottom line, they're two sisters now. And therefore, it should be asukas v'achot sekuka. So, what does ma'amar do? Ma'amar has the ability not just to push away the co-wife. The ma'amar avide kiknusal inyan ze aval eno kone kinyan gamur di ba'ed apukal lo sagila begita. And how do I know it's not kone kinyan gamur? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, let's say the guy made ma'amar. Now he wants to get rid of her. He can't give her a get. He's got to give her still halitza. So therefore, you want to say what Rabbi Ami? The case of Rabbi Eliezer is talking about where he made a ma'amar. You have two yevamim there. He made a ma'amar to one of them. Since he made a ma'amar to one of them, that's it's kone kinyan gamur, alibad de bet shamay. What does kone kinyan gamur mean? Kone bet shamay. You're married. What's the proof of bet shamay? Give her a get. Now, you want to get rid of it? You give her a get. Oh, that makes sense why you could say that when there's two yevamim and you made ma'amar to one, that's why you can make a faran de darim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says ma'amar is not kone kinyan gamur. Adraba, that ma'amar only helps you lidchot tatzara, to push away the co-wife in the case that we just explained. So therefore, what are you going to say? It's not in yarav hafarat nedarim. So how are you going to say, according to that shita, by making ma'amar, you can make hafarat nedarim? Ma'amar does not really konek in yangamur. So Gemara says, ma'ika lememar. So hakam askina, and I can explain according to that shita as well. Kegon she'amad bedin ve'ithayev la mizonot. Uchterav Pinchas Meshemed Ravad De Amar Kol Nodrot Al Daat Bala Inoderet. I'll give you the case where it was two yevamim. Good. And let's say one of them made a ma'amar, but after a certain time, already you have to consummate. You have to do something. Either give her a halitza or make a yibum. Because she needs panasa, she needs mezonot, so there's no one supporting her. So what happened? We're talking about the case where already they got to Betin. She took the guy to Betin. I want mezonot. And Betin was forsaken already in Betin. You got to give the mezonot. Oh, once already, you have to give mezonot. So now the law is like we learned according to the Pinchas. Once she's receiving mezonot, the rule kicks in of what? Kol hanoderet. Whoever makes a nidir, a girl makes a nidir, she makes it al da'at, her husband. But not only her actual husband. Once she's already getting panasa from him, so already she's somech da'at, whatever his approval. So that's after she learned the case kotro she taught. The ma'amar alone doesn't bring the strength of the hafarat nidarim. But what? The ha'amada to bet din will bring the power. Why? As a result of him starting to give mezonot. Once you already start to give mezonot, now already it's al-da'at, the one that's giving you the mezonot. So she makes an edit. Look at the Ran on the Amud Bet. First wide line. Hacha b'may asker ko sha'amad bedin u barach. Okay, actually, and he ran away. Upaskula mizonot mishelo. Already they were posek. He has to give her mizonot. Kedetanya b'cholitz amad b'dinu barach mizonot mishel yavam. Tereb Eliezer sfira le dechol shayav b'mizonoteha. That once already hayav to give mizonot yafir. Now we know that already because didn't we learn in the previous mishnah that the Rabbi Eliezer held that, for example, a betula after 12 months. Already she, you have hafara rights, yeah. Even though you didn't consummate. Why? Because after 12 months, you have to start giving her parnasa. So therefore, the answer can be consistent. L'shitato, kedet nan le'ayil. V'chi tema tinach l'rabi Eliezer. Now, very good. Which now that goes into the subject. You remember earlier in the Mishnah above, we had a sheet that had argued on Rabbi Eliezer. That said, okay, you can't make hafara and until you're actually married. Mizunah doesn't know anything. Who was the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer in that last Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, how can you learn the case in the Mishnah is talking about where you made a ma'amar, right? And you made a ma'amar and you gave and you started to give mizonot. That'll only answer you according to Rabbi Eliezer that says at the time of mizonot already she's considered kafarat nedarim. However, which means even by Yavam Ehad, what's the logic why he says you can make Hafarat Nedarim? Because if you, because that's how you learn the case now. The case of the Mishnah you're telling me is what? That it was Yibum. Right? It's no Ma'amar was done over here. Ma'amar is not the situation. It's talking about where she went. He went to the Betin and Betin was posek on her. On the guy, you got to give Mizonot. What's the difference? Mizonot does nothing according to Rabbi Yoshua. It's got to be consummated. So he says, Ika lememar mishum disfel yezika. Okay, well, we answered that already. We should know that. Didn't we say, according to Rabbi Yoshua, yezika? So once you say yezika, I don't care if you went to Bedin. Yezika, therefore it's a connection off the bat. At least she's not going to be worse than a kenusa. V'chenusa damya. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yoshua, I can say simply, when there's one yavam, it's working with yezika, and that's why he has rights. And when it's working with two, we said in berira, and therefore you cannot do it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, I have two ways of learning the Mishnah. Either I can say like Ami, that the case is talking about where he made a ma'amar, and ma'amar is kone kinyan gamur according to Bet Shammai, and therefore it's a done deal. Or according to Rabbi Eliezer, no, it's not a kinyan gamur. I can say that the one that he made the ma'amar to, he took her to Bet Din. And once you took it to even though he didn't make ma'amar, he took one of them to Bet Din, that's the point. And once already you took it to Bet Din, so now already, and Bet Din was posik on that one, you got to give a mizonot. Okay, so now you have to give a mizonot, and then you're stuck with that one. And it'd be the answer to the shitato that learned in the last Mishnah, that even before the actual marriage, you couldn't. Iname, and that gives another sevara. Rabbanad, the padigal, the rabbi, as manitin, the bogerit, the vanu, rabbi Yoshua. I can tell you that Tana above that argument on Rabbi Eliezer is not Rabbi Yoshua. The Rabbi Eliezer Yoshua kulehu sviralu de be'arus kol shehayab b'mizunoteha yafir. Which is real, I can tell you, even Rabbi Yoshua gives with Rabbi Eliezer. That by an arus, kol, once already hayab to give mizunot, I can tell you even Rabbi Yoshua agrees that you have a farat that he writes. U'b'had yavam k'sha'amad b'din barach. And what deen? If there's one yavam in the chenami, Rabbi Yoshua will tell you, same deen. They took the one yavam, even if you didn't have zika. According to Rabbi Yoshua, you took the one yavam to the bet deen. Bet deen told me has to pay mizonot. Already you got to start, it could be mefen nedarim. Which I can say goes like Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the argument? The machlok to Rabbi Eliezer is going to be when you have two yavamim. The Rabbi Eliezer is going to be, hi yavam, name, kivan da'amad bedinu barach, ki arus dame. Val da'to eno deret. The Rabbi Yeshua said, en haibama gemura leze, keshem sharusa gemura la'arus, ta'arusa, lo matzi'ina shemesa ale, da'arus, helka kolecha di'yu mifanes la'al da'to eno deret. אבל יבמה ליבם במקום שני יבמים, כיוון דאידך מצא אסר לה, אין הרוע עצמה כינויה לגמרי ליבם זה שעמדה עמו בדין כדי שנודדת על דעתו כנראה לי. Which means I can say that אין לכן אמה. רבי יהושע רבי אליעזר הגוי לגבי one יבם. One יבם took her, they went to court, took the one guy to court, Bet Din was posek on this one יבם, you gotta pay. Gotta start supporting her. They didn't consummate. It doesn't matter. The beer is, we sure both agree. Hafarat Nedarim kicks in. Oh, so where's the machloket? When you have two. You know why? The beer is, I say, I don't care if you have one, you have two. Bottom line, once the guy is already paying mizonot, she is so mechdat on the guy that's giving her the mizonot. Therefore, he has rights to make a hafarat Nedarim. But the beer is going to say no. By an arus and arusa, I'll say so mechdat because she's the only player. Yeah. Nobody else can come in and spoil it. But she by 2 yevamim, even though he's giving me panasah, this other guy can come now and osir me to him through a bi'ah. And therefore, since I'm not so mechdat 100% to that guy that's giving me the panasah. Yeah. So that's the way the B'Yoshua will explain it according to. So let's just review what we said in this Rani. Which means, according to Rabbi Ami, we have clarity in the Mishnah. Rabbi Ami said the case is talking about where he made a ma'amar to one of the two. Once you make ma'amars, kinyan gemur alibad the bet shamai, and therefore, what's nafka? I mean, you give her a get. That's it. It's like you're married. Oh, like you made. That's what Rabbi Ami said. Whether there's one or whether there's two, since you made a ma'amar, you're gonna be able to make a farad adarim. Because that's what it's called the bet shamai. But not everybody says ma'amar is kinyan gemur. Rabbi Elazar Masich Ibamot said that ma'amar only is good linyan lethot sarah. To push away the tzara, but it doesn't make a kinyan gemur. So what are you going to say? You know, I learned the case of the Mishnah talking about. It was Ahmad Abedin, which means you had one of the Yevamim took it to Bedin and said one or two of them took it to Bedin. And what did the Bedin say? Bedin was supposed to you got to give panasa. Once somebody has to give panasa, there'll be the Ezel Lishitato. The Beis of Amishtai goes like the Beis of the Mishnah before. That says what? Once already he's getting support, like we learned, like what did Pinhas? What did Pinhas Sevara say? Kol anoderet al daat ba'ala. He noderet. And therefore, since you give the parasa, that's why he has rights to make a farad adarim. So I said, okay, good. But what about Rabbi Yeshua? Well, Rabbi Yeshua, either I learned already. When there's one girl, forget about this Hamad Abedin. I've got to come out to that. I could just say yesika, that's why he gives her rights. And two, I say what? In Berira, and therefore, it doesn't work. Or I could say, you know what? Even by one, even without the zikah business, it's talking about where he took to Bedin, and he'll agree with the Bidiyazir. By one, when he took it a bit and he starts to pay, she's no dated al daat, the one that's paying her. The mahlok is going to be by two. That the Yeshua is not going to agree to Bidiyazir by two, because he's going to say she's not so mechadad by two. Why? Because even though one is giving up on that sense, the other one could spoil it. So therefore, she's not so mechadad legamri, like an arus to an arusa, where she's so mechadad legamri, because she knows that he's the only one. So that's the way to learn. Rabbi Yeshua comes to Gemara and says, Tenan, we have a Mishnah. Now, what are we doing in this piece now? According to, we're going back to Rabbi Ami. How did Rabbi Ami learn the case of the Mishnah? Ma'amar. The case was talking about where he gave one of the Yevamim Ma'amar, and therefore she's locked in, and that's why he can make a farad darim. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Marbi Eliezer. Now we're going to go back to the words of our Mishnah. Okay? What did the Bila Ezer say in our Mishnah? He said like this, Uma im isha shekana le'atzmo areu mefenedarea, isha shekdudo min ha-shamayim enudin shemefenedarea. Remember the Bidez's logic? He said what? He said, of course the Yevam should have Hafarat Nedarim rights. What was the logic? If an Arus, where he made the Kinyan, you give him rights, or the Mosa, where the Kinyan was made Min HaShamayim by a Yevam. Hold it. It's not made Min HaShamayim over here. Mm. He made a Kinyan himself. Did he say he made a Ma'amar? Yeah. We're learning the case talking about where he made a Ma'amar. So the Gemara says, V'i b'sha'asa b'ma'amar kanal atzmohu. Which is why is the Bidez is saying Iknulo Min HaShamayim. It's not Iknulo Min HaShamayim. The case is talking about where there's a Ma'amar. He did it himself as well. So Gemara says, you're right. Shekana le'atzmo al yedei shamayim. But it's a joint. Which is, he was connected to himself because he made a ma'amar, but al yedei shamayim, it felt it. Which is the option came to him to the shamayim. Okay. Comes Gemara and says, good. Tifshot, once already you're telling me this logic over here, I can solve a dilemma that we have. What's the dilemma? Deba'i Rabbah. Rabbah had a question, stomach question. Ma'amar lebet shamay. Let's think of ma'amar, according to bet shamay, that says it's kinyan gamur. Mm-hmm. How do you look at it? Irusin osa or nisuin osa? What is it make her? Mm-hmm. Is it like an irusin? Is it like a nisuin? Different nafkaminot. Like a yirusha, like a tum'ah, and things like that. What's the status of, according to bet shamay, you say ma'amar's kinyan gamur, how much? How far is it taken? Tifshot, the nisuin osa. Well, very very simple. Let's solve it that it's nisuin. Why? The e erusin osa hatena na'ara morasa biyo ba'ala mefirin de daria. Which means it's mashma from our Mishnah, at least at this point, when the Bili Ezer said that if you have two Yevamim, right, and one of them made a ma'amar, or even one made a ma'amar, it's mashma, he's making the hafarat darim exclusively alone. Yeah, now, if it was considered an arusa, he would have to make it with conjunction of the father. So from the fact that we're learning the Mishnah, that by Yavam, that made a ma'amar, he has exclusive rights, we can learn from it that what ma'amar is korek and yankamut to make a like a nisua. Amar of Nahman Bar Yitzhak, no, my yafir, yafir meshutavut. Who told you, by the way? You have the, that you cannot get from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said what is yafir. He makes a farat in darim. Who told you he does it alone? Maybe he does it in conjunction with the father. So we have no ra'yadi from our Mishnah, what the extent of ma'amar is. Is it like a kenusa, like a marriage, or is it like a arusa? Because I can learn that what it's talking about just yafir, meaning with shutafut. Good. Now, look at the Ran for a second. Look at the Ran. O nisu'in osa. Okay. Which is, or do we say ma'amar is like a nisu'in? Di'im ba'aleha bilukhupa, which you don't even need a chupa. If you say that ma'amar is nisu'in, just has to be out with her and it's done. That is like the chupa. You don't need a chupa, Ran says. Di'im ba'aleha bilukhupa, kani la yoshev, letama. Yekone, fi yirushin, fi tumah, fi everything. That's what you say nisu'in. Now, lot of shot me be the eyes of the suin osa the ha amar be the eyes of yafir the kasa kada dag the mefer li hude belo shutafut. We thought that yafir in the Mishnah means alone, and if we want to understand it means what, it's like a nisuin umasikna umaskina le olam emalak derusin osa, maybe I'll tell you it's only irusin uma yafir b'shutafut ka'amar. Very good. So that's the Gemara's havamin, that's the Gemara's answer. Now, before you go further into that, let's read the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to bring a ra'aya. What are we trying to bring a ra'aya? We're trying to bring a ra'aya to Rav Ami. That what? That the case of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah is talking about where he made a ma'amar. I'm going to bring now a Tanayic source that ma'amar was in the picture. Again, because when you learned that Mishnah, I'm sure they're not mentioning ma'amar, by the way. He just said, Yavam has rights. According to the Bilei Ezer, whether there's one Yavam, whether there's two Yavams. So we had a question. Okay, one Yavam, I can answer already. One Yavam is Zika, if you want to say, no problem. But two, in Berera, how do you work it out? So the Rebbe said, no. There was two, but one of them he made a ma'amar to. And when you made a ma'amar to, Kenyan Gabalik B'Chamai, therefore locked it. That's why he can make the Hafarat Darim.
Alone.
Now, where did you see in the Mishnah that somebody made a ma'amar? Either that's the Amiz or Kimta. That's the way you establish the case of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Braita that's going to show you Rabbi Eliezer was definitely talking about where there was a ma'amar. So what's the proof? The Gemara says Tanya Namechi Kirabi Ami. Now what's the Braita? It's a long Braita. Let's read it in there. Shomeret Yavam Ben Yavam Ehad Ben Shnei Yavamim. Whether it's one or two, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yafir. Good. The Rabbi Yeshua Omer Le'ehad V'lo Le'shnayim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Le'ehad V'lo Le'shnayim. Exactly the three shittot that we have in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Uma Im Isha She'en Lo Chelek Ba Ad She'lo Tavo L'Rishuto. Rabbi Eliezer says, and what a lady that you have no rights on her before she comes into your possession, which means in Arusa. Before you made Irusin, she had no rights. But once already she came into your possession, you have rights. Right? When you made Irusin to her, when you made Irusin, you have rights. Isha, she yesh no chelek, at shelot avol irshuto. A yevama, that already you have rights to her, even before you made a ma'amar. Mishibat nirshuto, when you made a ma'amar to her, when she came into possession to a ma'amar, eno din shetigmorlo, or the most of you should have rights to make hafarat nedarim. We're not discussing if it's mishutafut or not mishutafut. That's the very Gemara's dilemma above. But the point is, his logic was, an arusa, that before the irusin, she was nothing, and you did a process, now you have rights, because she can't a yivama, that she was connected to you, stam, minashamayim, miknulo. Because you can't, when you're going to make a process now, like ma'amar, certainly you're going to have rights. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Lo. Make him say, no, I'm sorry, I don't accept that. Im Amar bi'isha shikanahu la'atzmo. I'll tell you, by a lady. That he himself was koneha like Arusa. Shikeshem she'en lo helik ba. Kach en la harim helik ba. Which means,
By Irusin, nobody has any rights to her, which means when he makes an Irusin to her, she's hers exclusively. Tomar b'isha sheknun l'Hashem shekeshem sheyesh lo'im ha'chelik. Just like he has a chelik, kak yesh tachanim chelik ba. It's not exclusive. If there's another brother over there, right, has rights as well. So Aris Abi Akiva explained the difference between why two Yevamim shouldn't work. There's a difference between two Yevamim and in the case of Arus and Arusa. Arus and Arusa, of course he has rights. It's exclusive. Which means he was all said to everybody else. Nobody can spoil her. Mashiach by two Yevamim, even though, let's say, he has either one, right? The other one can ruin it. Even though he made a ma'amar, he ruined it.
He could take
it. So, Amar lo rabbi Yoshua Akiva, devarecha b'shnei Yevamim. By the way, you only answered why two Yevamim is not going to work. Ma atam meshiv al Yevam Echad. How are you going to answer Yevam Echad? Amar le klum chidlaknu al Yevam Echad v'shnei Yevamim. I didn't make a chiluk. I thought there's no difference between one or two. Ben Shasaba Ma'amar, Ben Shelo Asaba Ma'amar. He says, you know what? And I don't make a difference whether he made a Ma'amar or he didn't make a Ma'amar. Uchshar Devarim Ken Nedarim. Stop. Rabbi Akiva made a statement. He says, by the way, I don't hold between one and two, there's no difference. I don't hold between whether they made a Ma'amar. Bottom line, you can't be Mefer Nedarim. And you know why? Uchshar Devarim. Just like other things, so too Nedarim. We will wait for the Gemara to explain it, but the concept is, just like by other things, a Yavam to a Yavama doesn't have full rights, so too Legabe Nedarim, we're not giving the Yavam rights. We don't know what these other things are yet. We'll wait to see what those other things are. But he's making a comparison. So let's just review the what place over here in this Braita, because we have a proof already. Rabbi Eliezer came along and said, you know what, it doesn't matter that one Yavam, doesn't matter whether it's two Yavams. Right? What's his logic, Rabbi Eliezer? He came along and said, if you tell me in Arusa that before anything was done, it was nothing. He made a process. You have rights to make a Farad Darim. Here, where even before any process was done, there's a Zika. Now you made a Ma'amar. Go check in. Stop right there. You see clearly Rabbi Eliezer told me he made a Ma'amar. So now Rabbi Amin's interpretation of the Mishnah is clear in the Braita, because didn't Rabbi Amin learn the case of Rabbi Eliezer where he made a Ma'amar? And here you see Rabbi Eliezer mentions that. In the case where she's an Arusa, where before a process there was nothing, and now he made a process, because Yavam, that before the process there was a connection, now he made a process, meaning Ma'amar, because you can't give a Farad Darim right. So you see why Rabbi Eliezer was talking about a case of Ma'amar. And also, by the way, you see it in the Rabbi Akiva. Because when Rabbi Akiva reacted to what was said before him, he said, I don't care if you made a Ma'amar or not Ma'amar. From the fact that he threw that line in, that means it must be the rabbis before we're talking about Ma'amar. So you have two proofs from this Braita that we're talking about, where there indeed was Ma'amar. Now, after Rabbi Akiva said whatever he said, I don't make a difference between one, I don't make a difference between two, I don't make a difference between Ma'amar or not. Bottom line, a Yavam does not have a Farat Nedarim rights. So when Ben Azai heard Rabbi Akiva's logic, Ben Azai said like this, Amar Ben Azai, Haval Alecha Ben Azai, Shelo Shemashta Rabbi Akiva. He says, woe to me, I didn't serve Rabbi Akiva enough. What a logic, what a clarity he said over here. It's my mistake that I didn't learn by Rabbi Akiva enough. Now the Gemara explains the proof. My Tanya Kivate Rabbi Ami, where is the Tanya Kivate that you made Ma'amar? So it's the two cases that I told you. Number one, Diktani, Ben Shasaba Ma'amar, Ben Shalom Asaba Ma'amar. Right, Rabbi Akiva. Right, at the end of the Bible, they said, listen, I hold whether you made Ma'amar or not. Ela must be talking about where you made a Ma'amar. Now, Iname Meresha, Diktani, why to be the Ezer? Mishir Chnesal Rishuto Nigmeralo. That whole logic. That why? In the case of Arusa, that before she was Arusa, nothing. Right. And now he made a process, Nigmera, it's finished, he has rights. Because again, in the case where before you even did anything, there's a Zika, when you made a Ma'amar, that line, you see clearly to be the Ezer holds that there is a Ma'amar. Comes together now and goes back and says, hold it. The E de lo kaddish, right, and just continue the proof. And if you didn't make a kiddushin, my, or if you didn't make a ma'amar, my nigmenado. What do you mean nigmenado? Obviously, you had to do something. Good. Now, tifshot mines, what do you learn from this braita? Keshasaba ma'amar. Beautiful. So therefore, Rabbi Ami, your learning of the Mishnah is well documented in a braita. So comes the Gemara and says, "May uchshar devarim ken nedarim," which is Rabbi Akiva's logic at the end of the Bible. Listen, originally he answered Rabbi Eliezer's claim, right? Because Rabbi Eliezer's claim was ma'amar, and therefore the chaurat should work. So he says, "Hold it." He says, "There's a big difference between an arusa that is exclusively to the arus, but she ain't ken a yavam." Even if there's a ma'amar, it's not exclusive. The other guy can come along and osera.
Right.
So Rabbi Yehoshua says, "Hey, Rabbi Akiva, you only answered two, but you didn't answer
one,
because you hold even by one, you cannot make a kafarat nedarim." So Rabbi Akiva says, "Because I found other things, and like other things do not have a say by Yibum, or there's a Hiluk, therefore there's no nedarim either." Uh-huh. What's that? What are those other things? Umay uchshar nevarim. Ken nedarim, diktani. That he said, "Amar Rav Achi ketani iata modesh en hayavim sekila ken aram urasa." He said, "Listen, an aram urasa, right? Makes irusin to a lady. Now, you have to know that that's already considered a serious connection. Nafka mina. If she goes with somebody else now, she gets sekila. An aram urasa, it's considered married for practical purposes, that if she goes zanut with somebody else, there is a sekila." So therefore, when you tell me he has rights to make a farad darim, okay, that's, you see, the yad of sekila. Oh, you want to tell me there's a connection, all that good. But bottom line, she goes with somebody else, it's isur, but there's no sekila. So he says, "Ukhshar devarim." Just like you see by other things, it's not as hamura as an arusa. So too, I'm going to tell you darim as well. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Kishad devarim ken nedarim." The Ran is on Ayin He Amud Rishon.
Yes.
Like a couple of lines down.
Okay.
"Kishad devarim ken nedarim. Mishar devarim atalamed." That's what it means. From other
places. Yeah.
Places you learn the Deen. "Shena yavam mefer derewa. Sharel shar devarim ena ka arusa." You see, like about other things, she's not like an arusa. Like a better punishment. "Va'afidu asaba ma'amar." I don't care. Maybe he made a ma'amar. "Uchtu mefanesh kaman." "Afla farad nedarim ken. She'ena ke'arusato ve'eno mefen nedare afidu meshutafut." Which is, "Maybe meshutafut nothing, because it's not like yibum." So now comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava she maniti namidaika. Says, "You know what? Our Mishnah is meduyeket like this." That's what Rabbi Akiva meant. Because remember, at the end of the Mishnah, go back to Al Mishnah, the last line of Al Mishnah, when Rabbi Akiva was professing his Shita, he said at the end, "Amar lo, en haibama gimura li yavam keshim sha'arusa gimura li isha." And we said, "Well, wait for the Gemara to explain that. Now we know what that part of the Mishnah means." Rabbi Akiva was saying, a yavama is not gimura li anyan sekila, like an arusa is gimura to the arus, and that's what it meant. Daika en yevamah gimura leisha keshem sharusa gimura leisha, which is, it's going to talk about the subject of sekila. So that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva was saying. To me, there's no difference. Forget about ma'amar, not ma'amar. Forget about one. Forget about two. Doesn't matter. Bottom line, they inherently difference. Don't give me that comparison of arus and arusa. Mm-hmm. Now we have to just see the last ran over here. Mm-hmm. Look at it's. Two lines before they get wide. Keshem she'arusa gimura le'isha, da'arusa b'skila im zinta. Good. Now, ulinyan alacha. Now, we have three shitor over here.
Wow.
We have Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. Who are you going to take in the halacha? Which means, I want to know now, halacha. Guy, you have a yavam. What's his rights to be a farad nedarim? Is it very strong like Rabbi Eliezer? Is it like Rabbi Yeshua, where is it between one and two?
Or is it like Rabbi Akiva?
Where it's none. I got to know who you go like. So the Ran says, "Unyana lacha kaimalan ke Rabbi Akiva. De eno mefer lo le'ehad ve'lo le'shnaim." Now, daf agav, the kaimalan yesh zika. Hold it. But we hold yesh zika. And if you say yesh zika, that means there's a
connection.
The chaurah, she should have rights, right? Ule'el panish tamad Rabbi Akiva mishin esfer le'en zika. Right, above we explained Rabbi Akiva, the reason why he says even one is no good, because he holds en zika. But we hold yesh zika, so chaurah, one should be good. Ika le'man, hani mili mekame da'aiti lachak baraita. That was before we brought this braita. However, which means that once you brought this braita, you know what? Even if you hold yezika, would we see this braita? Rabbi Akiva goes with the segila factor. Even if it's not this good. Again, where do you see in the Torah rights by an arusa? Yavam is not like an arus. Why? Because the Yavam, bottom line, if the Yavam goes with somebody, there's no Sekila. I don't get the Zika.
Right.
Zika's not strong enough. And therefore, Matsiyama Deloya Fedefishen, Ivama, Gimural, Ishashin Hayavim Aleha, Sekila Kenara, Hamorasa, Vekevan de Kalse Ben Azai Rabbi Akiva. After Rabbi Akiva said this, Ben Azai praised him a lot. Vezachinu Rabbi Eliez Rabbi Yoshua Bedina. And in that braita, he answered the claims against them. Because Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua were throwing claims against them. He answered them up. And what? They didn't answer him. Midi. Beautiful. Which means, according to the Maskarat Gemara, even if you want to say yes, Zika, I don't care. Bottom line, since the Sekila factor is different between an Aram or Asa and a Yavam, therefore, no rights. Oh, Mr. Pkali, but that's Abbas Efek. כיוון די יבם לא מצא מפר שאיתה מן יבם זה אב במקום יבם מן האירוסין אם מצא מפר או לא.
Oh, the father.
Which means the father, which means, let's say you had a guy engaged. Okay, מן האירוסין. He died. Okay, he died. Now again, at that point, I had him in the אירוסין. It was a joint. It was שותפות. Like the אירוסין. Oh, so, oh, very good. Now he died, goes to the יבם.
Right.
Okay, so the question wants to know now, so it goes back to the father. But I want to know, does it go back to the father exclusively, or maybe this Yavam has rights because the original husband had rights? So he says, "Velo yadana acher uta by milta miu mistavrali denedarim shenadar bebet avia o beoda arusa matzem afela." Father will get exclusive. Why? Ta kolhecha deleka arus. Once the arus dies, meta baal, what do we say?
It goes back to the father.
The power goes all the way back to the father. Since this Yavam doesn't collect any rights, because we're saying a Yavam doesn't have any rights, he's not there. And therefore it goes back to the regular law that when the arus dies, the father inherits all the rights. וממה שפירשתי למעלה משם רבותיי בעלי תוספות זר, בעיד בית שמאי, סברי. If you remember, we learned above, a few dapim ago, Shitav Tosafot, that said what? Benedarim namesh shenir'u le'arus. Even in the case where the Nedarim were known to the Arus, and then, the Arus knew about him, but then the Arus died,
right.
We still said all the power goes back to the father. Netrokner shutaf. Nereli ken, deha lefi perusham zal tamayu de ben shem, mishum dekema denu le'arus nishon. What was Tosafot's interpretation? Tosafot had like this. Once the first Arus knows about it, and then he dies, it doesn't transfer to the second guy.
Right.
It doesn't transfer, which means once he dies, all the power goes right back to the father. Lo zechu be'arus acharon. The Arus acharon does not get it. Ve'afagav de'ite le'arus acharon. Even though the guy's there. There is an Arus there. It doesn't matter. Once one guy had rights, and he dies, Tosfot goes back to the father. That's exactly what we're going to say over here. And therefore, kemad deleta dami, ukemad dechemad deleta dami, kam de'av kilu ite be'ape, nafter, the father's alone. Velek arus ledidan dami bi'avam, kevan de'lo zachi b'nedarim, arus lishon, av matze mefar, which means, since over here, in this case over here, he was married to the first arus. Okay, the arus had rights. But what happened? He died. Once he died, it doesn't transfer to the Yavam. So since it doesn't transfer to the Yavam, all the powers go back. Mihu, benedarim shenadra birshut Yavam, akati mesafkali. Okay, that's the nedarim that we honored before. But what about nedarim now that she makes now at the time of the Yibum, after she fell? Does the father still have exclusive rights? Or maybe, no, not shutafut. So I'm not giving the Yavam, maybe nothing. Maybe nobody has rights. So he says, Ze mashin ali bezeh. No, because maybe that wasn't his domain. He's out of his domain a little. She's by the Yavam. Maybe the father only has rights on stuff that was in his domain because it was done when she was Arusa. But now when she's Yavam doesn't have rights. So maybe the father doesn't have rights either. Maybe she's in the limbo
she's
state
like in the middle
where
state.
Nobody has.
Sort of
so he says, I'm Mr. Pack on that. He says, that I'm not going to answer. But Lema Aseh, the Nan is Posek, El Cheta, according to Rabbi Akiva. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.